I have to say that in preparing for this service, I had to ask myself the question, what biblical readings do I use? Do I use the one that was read at St. Paul's on Friday at the National Service of Thanksgiving, together with or instead of other suggestions that are on the Church of England's liturgical website? Or do I stick with the Revised Common Lectionary, the three-year cycle of biblical readings, and use those that are set for this Sunday? For those who know your lectionary, today is proper six. And I've decided, for those who would know, to stick with the lectionary. So those three readings, the Psalm, passage from Galatians and from Luke, is what will be used normally on this Sunday, regardless of celebrating Her Majesty's 90th birthday. I firstly chose to do so because, of course, as you may have noticed in the liturgy, for those who come regularly, we've omitted the confession to shorten the service and to make room for other things. Yet, of course, that psalm, Psalm 32, which started our readings, expresses a recognition of our own sinfulness and a seeking of God's forgiveness. We responded, "Forgive, O Lord, the guilt of my sin." And in fact, the theme of forgiveness runs through all three readings, concluding with Jesus saying to the lady, "Your sins are forgiven." And she is described in the reading as a sinner, the one who anointed Jesus' feet. As some of you know, as part of our celebrations here, we have some copies of The Servant Queen and The King She Serves to give away, preferably with a small donation, which basically speaks of the Queen's 90 years, but also of the faith that has sustained her. And he has a number of quotes from her speeches, most notably her Christmas broadcasts. And in her Christmas broadcast of 2011, the Queen said, "Although we are capable of great acts of kindness, history teaches us that we sometimes need saving from ourselves, from recklessness or greed," which is a good description of what we often describe as sin. "God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, important though they are, but a saviour with power to forgive." Forgiveness lies at the heart of the Christian faith. It can heal broken families, it can restore friendships, and it can reconcile divided communities. It is in forgiveness that we feel the power of God's love. Very powerful words from Her Majesty the Queen's broadcast in 2011. Yes, our readings celebrate forgiveness, a regular theme of Her Majesty. My second reason for sticking with the lectionary is that I didn't want to miss out or break up our semi-continuous reading of St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. We've had two chunks of chapter 1 the last two Sundays, so we had a chunk of chapter 2 today. Next week we'll have a chunk of chapter 3. And Paul there speaks of justification, being made right with God, which comes through faith in Jesus Christ, the Saviour. And then thirdly, most importantly, I think, the gospel reading, interestingly, predominantly features a whole number of ladies. Notice the list of them at the end. And so it's quite appropriate for a service of thanksgiving for a rather special lady, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. As always, any Bible reading needs to be put in its context. There is the Pharisee, we're told he's called Simon, an important, a respected religious teacher, and he invites Jesus to his place to eat. I'm sure to our 21st century Western minds, we can't quite work out how the events described in that gospel reading could actually happen. Well, firstly, they almost certainly were eating in an open courtyard, not in a sort of fenced-off garden with a security gate, so people could be observed by those who were passing by. And whilst our reading says that Jesus took his place at the table, and we imagine him sitting on a chair in front of a table as we do, Other translations, today's New International Version, for instance, says, reclined at the table. And I'm sure the pews will get in the way, but what it's describing is a very low table. I won't go back up again, I'm sure. And Jesus would have laid like that to the table, and so it's quite easy for the lady to anoint his feet. It won't be so easy for me to get back up again. There we go. Therefore, the woman who anointed Jesus wasn't crawling around getting caught up with the table legs, as we might imagine. Who was the woman? Well, we don't know. She's not named. Tradition is, of course, that it was Mary Magdalene, who is then mentioned immediately following with two other individuals and many other women. But whoever she was, she is granted forgiveness, this theme again, and Jesus does that and, of course, makes the divine claim that he can forgive sins. But as well as forgiveness, there's the other one beginning with the letter F, he says, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. She is commended for her brave and very public expression of her faith in Jesus. And so I think this reading is appropriate on this day when we give thanks for Her Majesty the Queen's 90 years and her long reign over us. As I often point out, she has reigned as Queen for 20 days longer than I have been alive. She came to the throne on the 6th of February 1952, and yours truly came into the world 20 days later on the 26th of February 1952. And clearly the national anthem has been sung too many times because we've always prayed long to reign over us, and that has been very definitely answered. But we do give thanks for her 90 years, her long reign, and we give thanks for her Christian faith and her public expression of that faith. Especially, as I've already mentioned, in her Christmas broadcasts, and various of the parts of those broadcasts are collated in this book, which copies will be available at the back at the end of the service, and explains how the central role of her faith in Jesus Christ in shaping her life and work. And I hope the book does commend it as an example for us and others to follow. So I want to finish this morning with a challenge to those of you who say you profess the Christian faith to, like Her Majesty the Queen and like the woman in the Gospel reading, to publicly express your faith. We don't have to do it in the dramatic way that the woman in the Gospel reading did it. And I do appreciate that we don't usually have access to TV or radio broadcasts. But there still are plenty of opportunities to share our faith, if only we would look for them and trust God's Spirit living within us to take them, to speak of what Christianity means to us. And so as we celebrate and give thanks this morning, remember the forgiveness that comes from God through Christ. Let us receive it. Think of faith. Believe in the one who loved me and gave himself for me, says St. Paul. And don't, like Her Majesty, be afraid to speak to others of your faith. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.